This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Arraignment today for Luigi Mangione. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is expected to be arraigned today in a Manhattan court on state murder and terror charges. That case, brought by the Manhattan DA, will run parallel to his federal case. Mangione was formally charged last week by the DA with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. His court appearance was preempted by federal prosecutors bringing their own charges that could carry the possibility of the death penalty, while the maximum sentence for Mangione's state charges is life in prison without parole.
Honda and Nissan are announcing plans to work toward a merger. President-elect Trump was in Arizona Sunday for his first rally speech since winning the November election.
The golden age of America is upon us. It is. It's going to be a golden age. There's a spirit that we have now that we didn't have just a short while ago.
Donald Trump suggested that his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal. Panama's president rejects that idea. New York City police say they have a person of interest in custody in the death of a woman who they believe may have fallen asleep on a subway train before being intentionally lit on fire by a man she didn't know. Are you traveling for the holidays? AAA says more than 119 million of us are. As for the weather, the National Weather Service says it'll be relatively mild across most of the country leading up to Christmas. Forecasters say there could be at least 1 inch of new snow early this week across the mountainous West, Great Lakes, and Northeast. This is AP News. Some Americans are getting some money from the IRS. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
About 1 million taxpayers will automatically receive special payments of up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks. The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pope Francis is calling for a ceasefire on all war fronts. Let the weapons fall silent, he said yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.